The visibility from the street will not change. What attracts us to this property for this use is that it's a cabin privately tucked away in the woods on several acres. It would diminish our, plan for the property if we were to, cut down trees or further develop the property. That's not the intent. And, Scott, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard, this could then be turned into 15 units with up to 300 people on this 3-acre parcel. That's not possible under this rezoning request, correct?
Not within R1, correct.
Okay. So that leaves the argument of, the question of future rezoning. If this 3-acre parcel, which is the only thing that we're talking about changing today, is going to remain the same other than its zoning classification. That's the only thing that changes today.
I need to clarify that, Cole, is that without sewer, it's limited to exactly what it has. If sewer would somehow become available, then we have to look at a future development plan under NR1.
So
if it's all held under one ownership, potentially, but you would have to get access to sewer or build a wastewater plant to expand.
Would that require us to come back and get a subdivision plat approval through planning and zoning?
Depending on if you're wanting to hold it in whole ownership as just one ownership, no, because it'd have that NR1 designation. The wastewater is what's limiting it now. Yeah.
When can we get some public sewer over there?
And I don't think it's very close to that location.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing we looked at is, is there any public sewer in the area to connect to? And it's down at Poverty Point, and I don't know where else it might be, but it's not close enough, that's for sure.
Is it not part of the plan there from, I know it's in the city limits, but I know the city runs through that right there, does it not? Through the property just south of the high road? But then the problem would be getting from there to the high road, through the high road property.
Through the high road property.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just...
And we're not part of the city of Hollister, so I don't think that would even be possible.
I think that's part of the same sewer that comes from Emerald Point, though, isn't it?
I think that
goes from Emerald Point through there on into the... I think. I could be wrong on that.
The surrounding parcels and their future use, I understand that concern, but I do believe that that's a topic for another application and a different applicant. Major vacation rental or commercial development is not what I'm here asking for today. Those property owners of those parcels will have to come and seek that type of approval and hear the concerns of the adjacent residents if and when they ever decide to do something like that. But I hope that that wouldn't impact this one parcel and the one request that we're making for it.
I think I heard you say that you absolutely had no intention of coming before, of trying to change it from the 3-bedroom, the single one nightly unit development. Is that what you said?
There will not be any structures added to this property. None.
And the only thing it would increase, aside from your sewer and your water, your traffic, you could have up to 4 vehicles then exiting and going on the
highway. Yeah, if that's according to the code, yes.
But that doesn't limit it to anybody that the future buyer turns around and sells it to.
I don't honestly, as far as like what could be the maximum growth.
Well,
I don't know how to answer that question because I've not even researched it. So really, Scott would have to answer that because I.
But you guys, and I don't even know who the buyer is. I don't know that I.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
this is literally so.
But here's the. I mean, and again, I'm not trying to. You buy it, and you and I know each other. You're a man of your word. Have all kinds of integrity, so I'm not doubting that at all. 3 years from now, you sell it because, hey, somebody offered me for... There's no way that you can stand there today and say, you can't guarantee anything. can't guarantee you won't sell it. Can't guarantee you will sell it. But you can't guarantee what the future owner's going to do. And I think that's what the people that are, and I think they have valid concerns.
Sure.
Let's just be open and real.
I will say, okay, so maximum potential. Again, I don't know what that is as far as could you add more. Could you add more structures to this?
Doing nothing right now, you could add an accessory unit.
I don't think it's feasible.
I don't think it's feasible. People still do it.
It's a steep piece of ground with no public sewer. It's the cost of building a sewer treatment plant would be cost prohibitive.
And I'm not talking about, I mean, again, do I think public sewer will ever be through there? No. Not in the next 20 years anyways. Do I think that they could do the accessory unit? Yeah, I believe that would happen.
If they could get, we'd have to do a wastewater permit.
To do the accessory unit?
Correct. They can't just connect that accessory unit into the existing septic. There has to be a septic approval.
But it just has to be a septic big enough for
that accessory dwelling unit that would.
So you could do a Prusit system or something that would allow.
Depends on that soils evaluation.
You have to do a perk test.
Mm-hmm. And to get that wastewater permit, they go through who?
Mm-hmm. The Environmental Services, Taney County Environmental Services.
I guess my point is that's not an insurmountable.
No, but it's a checkpoint.
It's a checkpoint. Well, so is this.
Correct. Yeah. But it's not something that they can just
go out and do.
Correct.
Okay. Without meeting the criteria.
Have to have some approvals. Correct.
Anyways. So, I mean, those are valid concerns that the citizens have up there. The well issue, I don't think that's do I think that's a concern? Yeah. Is it a valid concern? Probably not. Septic? No. Traffic issues? No. Because people are going to, like you said, Cole, there's sight distance. Our assessor would like to say something.
I'd like to interject because I'm involved in one of these things, too. One thing that we've not thought about is, one of the popular things they're doing now is putting fire pits on the properties. And two doors down from me, they actually started a fire. And, of course, the people that own the property live in Wichita. And so they didn't come to see it. And they burned down the woods of my neighbor. And so I know that in the city of Branson, when I had my retail business, you had to have your name registered. You had to have insurance with the police department to know where to call if something went wrong.
I believe you have to have all that within the county as well. You have to have somebody local even. I don't think if it's an out-of-state owner, they have to have somebody here local that you can actually contact. I mean, am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be posted.
Yeah, it has to be posted within the unit. I mean, I think those concerns are. But anyways, what I was saying is, so traffic issues. Don't know if there's any issues on 265. I understand the frustration of people driving through the neighborhood that don't belong there. I say don't belong. That would not be a normal. Did you guys say that a semi truck came through or a
tour bus?
Tour bus has no business going through those roads. I know those roads. I mean, that's pretty steep. That's pretty.
One thing that whenever if you have your settings on set for shortest distance, that's going to take you through the neighborhood. I mean, it's not just for using the GPS.
Oh, so it has you go from 165 to 265 through there without hitting the three-way stop line or stop sign?
Shorter distance.
Oh, okay. Why did we make this part of the commission's decision?
I've heard others ask that. I've had several people ask that. So you put that to a three-person?
I'm just teasing, guys. I'm just joking.
Yeah, you said at the beginning that it was refreshing to see some audience members here.
I said it was refreshing to see audience members participate in our opening part of the meeting. Yes, ma'am.
Brandon, I'd also like to point out that our neighborhood sits on the second highest peak in Taney County. And so we see a lot, and that topography is relatively steep to get up there from 165. From 265, it's just a small hill, and of course, we've got that major incline coming up from the intersection. But there is traffic challenges, and our visitors don't know very much about our Ozark roads. And that road in our neighborhood is quite small.
Again, I think valid information, other than it possibly being shown as the shortest route, I don't know that that has any bearing on our decision.
We certainly would never endorse any of our guests taking that route to the property.
But you can't control it either.
Sure. The directions that we or our property manager would provide to the guests for how to find the unit would certainly not include a path through the neighborhood.
When they apply to rent it, they're given directions at that time?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just prior to check-in. And we will have a professional property manager managing this. My office is 5 minutes from this property. My home's 15 minutes from this property here in Taney County. Our professional property manager has offices in Ridgedale and just recently acquired one on Highway 165. They're less than 5 minutes away.
The way you describe the property, the setting of it, it makes it a very desirable piece, I would think, for a family, a retired couple, that would be wanting to buy it to live there in the secluded area.
And that could be a potential future use as well. I mean, who knows what the next owner, highest best use for the next owner will be, if it's as a vacation rental or if it's as a private residence. I can see it being used that way again in the future.
The next owner. Now, you're the buyer right now, so the next owner, it'll be on the market then?
No, ma'am. Okay. Nope. We are scheduled to close tomorrow. And then we intend to hold it. So I'm self-employed. I don't have a 401k, so real estate investment is my kids' college fund and our retirement savings. We own a few long-term rentals. This will be our first purchase of a short-term rental. But we take pride in our properties. We're good neighbors. I actually just did inspections in all of our homes the other day. There are two duplexes at the entrance of Country Club Heights across the street from the entrance to Holiday Hills Resort. And I bought those duplexes. They were not being well cared for by an owner who moved out of state. We bought those. We've improved them. They're beautifully landscaped and now, a benefit to the community. And so that's the type of investment that we like to make is a well-maintained, attractive property that's a good neighbor. And we'd be doing the very same thing here.
Again, Cole, the issues that I have has nothing to do with you. I know you take pride in what you do. I don't know if the neighbors know him or not. He takes pride in what he does, and he's going to have a good property. What's that?
He actually is representing me at this point in time with other properties.
So. I didn't get fired. Is that great?
The thing that, again, I'm just speaking from, I represent a lot of people. I represent this area. It